slide down. Rainbows in the sky, let's fly away. Like a bird, you're free to see the boundless face of the earth. Let the wind blow you like a kite and glide.
Hello friends, and welcome back to Destructo Discourse. This is a Dragon Ball Z Rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Tyler, and joining me for the discourse on this episode is Matt.
Hi.
Aaron.
Hi.
And Jason.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Okay.
Swell.
Ready to talk about hit anime Dragon Ball Z?
Please, yes.
Anything. Yes, God.
Please.
Whisk us away on a Nimbus cloud, away from this.
I'm pure of heart, I swear.
I'm pure enough. I can, like, I'll ride in the middle of the cloud somehow.
I'll carry you.
Thank you. Tyler, I'm expecting, like, most... We're going to look back and we're going to find, like, a meaty strata of podcasts that were produced in spring of 2020.
Lord.
And they're all going to have a very similar tone of straining desperately to stay on brand.
I mean, nothing about the production of this has changed is the bizarrest thing. This part of the routine has maintained.
This is the one normal
thing. It is unchanged.
The one thing. Mm-hmm. This is all that I have.
The dragon-shaped pillar in our lives.
It's just the Purunga holding up my world.
Speaking of, I have a question for you all before we begin.
Yes?
In this week's episodes, Purunga grants two wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Purunga mm-hmm. can grant three wishes. We know this. We've
this
watched the Namek Saga. But we only see two wishes this week. And... Nobody seems to have a third wish for Purunga.
Oh, we can fill in. We can step on that.
Yeah, so my question to you all is, what would your filler wish be? Just a throwaway wish, just to get him out of the door.
Oh!
Send him on his way.
Actually thought about this.
Because Vegeta suggests boots in size 9.
He want those Louboutins. Red bottom shoes.
Aaron, what was your answer?
That there may have been a time limit of which I'm unaware, otherwise I feel like I don't know why this isn't a wish, but that planet Vegeta be restored, but nobody can leave for 5 years. They have to, they can be restored to life, but they have to learn to chill the fuck out.
That's an extremely fair caveat.
You know what? That's a good point. So far, no one has thought about doing that, have they?
No.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nobody has.
Boy, if you gave Superman three wishes, you know the first one would be Kryptonite. Like, bring back Krypton.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird.
That yeah, especially because, I mean, we'll get to it when we discuss the episodes, but during Vegeta's plea this week, he does allude to his past in losing his planet, and yet he has never once thought, maybe I can bring it back.
Maybe I can use the game-breaking wish orbs.
This, I have thoughts on this.
In some way, I respect the restraint and the acceptance. But at the same time, they have used these crazy fucking game genies for everything else in their life. So why not that?
Yeah.
My answer would be a root beer float. That would hit the spot right now.
Yeah, I can go for one.
What kind of ice cream?
Oh, very important.
French vanilla.
Nice.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Solid.
What's your... Alright, this is a question within a question. What is your favorite non-vanilla root beer float ice cream to scoop on top into a root beer float?
I cannot answer because I have never done anything but vanilla.
You gotta think outside the bun.
I've used other ones, but they've all been... I can't really say disappointing because... Like, it was the kind of thing where in hindsight, it was like, ooh, yeah, I really should have seen this disappointment coming.
What'd you try?
Sherbert?
No, I...
That'd
one
probably
of them,
be bad.
One of them was cookies and cream.
Oh,
the Chunkies.
Good.
The Chunkies, no, it's fine.
Neapolitan? I'm just thinking of bad answers.
really tried anything else. I bet strawberry would be good.
Yeah.
I weirdly want to just, like, see, like scoop in some mint in there.
Ooh, that would be just herbal as anything.
Yeah, sure would.
lean into that. if there was some kind of, like, a licorice ice cream.
Mm.
If there was a Fruit Loops ice cream, that would be perfect. Because sassafras, ooh, if you've ever chewed on like a sassafras leaf, it kind of like has the aroma of Fruit Loops.
Dear Kellogg's, please make
Dear Kellogg's
Fruit Loop ice cream.
Oh, great Purunga. Fruit Loops ice cream.
There's our wish.
Hang on, I got this, I got this. Hey Siri, call John Kellogg. what do you mean, which one? There's only one John Kellogg.
I found this on the web.
Well, thank you. Oh wait, there is a John Harvey Kellogg. Wait.
Oh no.
Excuse me, Wikipedia has something to tell me.
Sure.
Oh wait, no, this is... Wait. This is the actual Kellogg. I didn't realize his first name was John.
Whoops.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Nope. He was the one what made the cornflakes to stop masturbation.
You were just accidentally
correct. Yeah, some troubling ideas about moral fiber.
Oh, yeah.
And replacing it with dietary fiber.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
I mean, with me and Purunga, honestly, I would just do something small like ending capitalism.
Just, yeah, no, that's biggie. A throwaway.
Yeah.
You know what I could go for?
What's that?
Some episodes of the hit anime Dragon Ball Z.
Almighty Purunga. I wish for 3 episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
Only and make them good.
No more.
Make them really wholesome, heartwarming ones with, like, mild frustrations.
Suddenly, my computer screen has lit up with notes for 3 episodes of the hit anime Dragon Ball Z.
Wow. You
and
did it.
Those happen to be 283, 284, and 285.
I love those 3.
I just happened to watch those exact 3.
Excellent. So you could talk about it with me.
I might join in on this too.
Nice. How about you, Jason? You got things to do?
Nah. Animal Crossing can wait for now.
I've chopped all my trees for the day.
Episode 283. The English title is Earth Reborn.
The Japanese title roughly translates to Vegeta's Secret Plan, Purunga and the Two Wishes.
What a tactician.
Not so secret now, huh?
The Battle of the Boos continues to rage and the Kai planet begins to fall apart.
The narrator uses one of my favorite words, which is expectorated.
That is true.
It's a good one.
Hercule and B root on their friend who is getting his ass kicked. Goku can no longer sustain Super Saiyan 3 in his living body. It's just too taxing.
Oh, no.
Way easier when he was dead.
Okay, he complains about this specific body? Like,
yeah.
He's had his body the whole time. Like, having a body is a, like, a capital T thing for Otherworld, right?
It seems to
uh-huh.
be.
But it's... That dead marker, though, it...
Is it the same body?
I mean, weirdly enough, he refers to the durability of a body later.
He does.
Between
yeah.
something being alive and being dead.
Maybe being dead, like, lets you slide past some of the laws of... I hesitate
fatigue.
To say physics, because I don't think that's real in this world.
No, not anymore.
It's... I don't think it's ever been.
That died with, yeah, quite a while ago.
The laws of nature? I'll go with Old Kai. The natural evolution of the universe.
Sure. Vegeta is not happy that all of that suffering he went through was literally for nothing. The Saiyans watch as Chubby Boo struggles to land even a single punch on Kid Boo when suddenly Vegeta, the tactician... the master strategist concocts a plan.
We say this so many times throughout these episodes.
He learned how to ask for help.
That's a very important thing for Vegeta to do.
It's so important on a character level, on like a teaching anybody anything about life level.
Mm-hmm.
That's the arc.
But
to stay in character, he asks for it very aggressively.
And from literally everyone all at once. He does not work his way up.
No.
No.
Well, he's a prince.
He goes to 500 times Earth gravity with asking favors.
I'm fine with this.
He calls out to the Supreme Kai and Dende on their crystal ball and tells them to go to New Namek and get the Dragon Balls.
I'd rather you ask right for what you want than dance around it.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goku wants in on the plan, and Vegeta asks him, how many times has he saved the world? Half dozen, at least.
Goku actually has trouble
Dragon
answering.
Ball nerds that are in this call. How many times has Goku saved the world?
Well, Pilaf was never a threat, so that doesn't count.
Okay, fair. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Red Ribbon Army, certainly.
Yeah, that's a threat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so once, I guess.
King Piccolo.
Twice.
Majunior.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Raditz.
Thrice.
So we're
or I guess all Saiyans, if you want to count Raditz, Vegeta, and Nappa.
Okay, so we're at four? We're at four.
Androids.
Four and a
half. He
four,
helped.
Five.
He helped with Androids itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, about a half dozen.
All right. And that's close. Exactly what he says, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably five and a half if you just count Raditz as a half.
Right.
We Which will you never should. Stop dunking on.
Well, it's better than zero.
That's true.
A full six if you count, what's his name? Garlic Jr.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Do the movies count?
One of them does.
Yep, at least.
Based on what we have gone over. Yeah.
So Vegeta says that he wants to give the Earth a chance to fend for itself this time.
He wants to give the Earth the thing that Goku's been trying to give the Earth for the past 7 years.
Dende is happy to be home again, if but for a brief moment. Mm-hmm. And they are greeted by Elder Mori when they arrive.
It's Mori!
It did feel like I was reuniting with an old friend, even though he's not really an important character at all.
Right. I mean, that's all of the episodes this week. It's just going, oh yeah, that guy!
Yay!
My friend!
Mori reminds Dende about the strict rules for using the Dragon Balls, but knowing the situation that the universe is currently in, he gladly turns them over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they already had them.
Yeah.
This is a prank.
They knew he was coming.
Yeah.
And in the I popped over to Japanese because the third episode was distressing to me for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I rewatched them in Japanese. And this is much more of just an obvious, like, we pulled your leg. We got you. We already know about the situation, and so we gathered them.
We pay attention.
Dende calls back to Vegeta to ask for his wishes. And he's got two in the chamber. The first is to restore the planet Earth to its former state. And the second is for all people who have been killed since the morning of the World Martial Arts Tournament to be brought back to life, except mm-hmm. for the really bad ones.
Except mm-hmm. for the ones who suck.
He could have just wished for everybody Boo to be killed, but he's thinking about all the people he killed too.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Look at the growth.
What delicious subtext to suss out. I hope nobody yanks it into text in the next 5 minutes.
Goku.
Goku.
Yanked into text.
Just let a Saiyan have his pride.
Dende asks for their third wish, but Vegeta doesn't care. He just needs those two for his plan.
Suggests possibly some size 9 boots.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
No size 9 boots in the Japanese.
Oh, he wears a size 9?
Weirdly enough, they asked for Kellogg-flavored ice cream in the Japanese version.
Goku asks why Vegeta didn't just ask for everyone killed by Boo to be brought back.
Damn it, Goku.
Vegeta knows that not only would that mean Babidi and Deborah would be restored as well, but all the people that he killed at the tournament would be left out of the wish.
I don't mind if Deborah comes back. He's learned his lesson.
Well, Vegeta doesn't know that.
No one knows that.
Bulma knows that.
Bulma does know that.
Vegeta's wish isn't going to work anyway, though, because Purunga only has the power to restore one life at a time.
Oh, no!
Because Namekians don't believe in wishing people back to life.
Ah, rules!
I didn't know that was something you could believe in. In a world where that happens all the time.
When you have Dragon Balls, you have to have your beliefs.
Jason, it interferes with the natural evolution of the universe. Oh, I hate that phrase so much.
It's so
weird. I can't even say it in jest. It sucks from head to toe. Every bit of it.
That is
natural
crap from
and
head
evolution.
To...
Not, well, that's loaded on all of the fronts of the.
I feel like you didn't even have to. I feel like you could easily just have fixed that with a bit of like redubbing. Like, have. Because this is obviously like a big high horse that Old Kai has, right? It's like, don't be using the Dragon Balls to make such big, world shattering, big wishes like this. You can't just say psych and just bring the planet back.
The universe is no givesies backsies.
Right. You could have called
this.
We
already have a magic. Madman tornado monkey
right
destroying everything.
And even if you wanted Old Kai to have that high horse, you could still have it and call it like anything else, like the balance, the equilibrium of the universe, the fabric
something
of reality or something
undefined and mystical,
because
and not
that
something
is...
that's like been used to cause actual harm on Earth to people.
Anything else. It'll mess with the Wi-Fi, and I'm really into Pokemon Go right now.
Right? Just plug those Dragon Balls into the Ethernet cable and be done with it.
Don't worry, though, because Mori took care of that and juiced up Purunga's power. So he can revive multiple people now.
I love how Chili
in
is
light
saying
of recent
he
events.
Learned from that Frieza debacle.
Yeah,
everyone we know
situation.
Was killed for at least a little bit.
When we discovered the concept of genocide,
we hadn't considered that.
We installed some fucking patch notes into these relics.
So Purunga is summoned, and after some dub-only grousing, he restores the Earth.
Yeah, in in English, he's like, "Oh man,
that's gonna be tough.
That's so difficult." And in Japanese, he's like, "Okay,
that's simple.
This is a simple task."
Is this where he gets the okay sign, or does he always do that when he grants wishes? I forget.
He definitely does it this time.
Yeah, he definitely does it here. I think he did it before. I can't remember.
I want to say he did. Yeah.
I mean, he's the dragon of love, so
he is. Every time I see it, though, because memes have poisoned my brain, I always just think he's about to go, fucking mitt, and bring the Earth back.
The second wish is going to take him a little bit of time, but he says he'll get it done. Because there's a lot of numbers to crunch.
He's got a lot of erasing to do in King Yama's books.
Yeah. Kid Boo is wrapped around Chubby Boo like a pool noodle, and... Mr. Satan is doing his best to yank him off.
God, he's such a hero.
He's doing his best.
Just jumping in.
I love it. It's so good. Satan is giving it his all, which in the grand scheme of things is not much, but it is his all.
I mean, compare this to Cell.
Right.
Right.
He does think he's dreaming, though.
He does think he's dreaming. We need to remember that.
Which makes... Well, I'll save that for next episode.
But he has found somebody that he considers worth fighting for.
His buddy!
And it's his buddy Boo.
Mm-hmm.
His friend.
Kid Boo pops off an arm and turns it into a projectile.
Sure.
And he begins to conduct it around the battlefield. and has it slam into Chubby Boo's face over and over and over again. Old Kai gets restored to life thanks to the wish.
Hey.
And I Vegeta does too.
Transferring your life counts as dying.
Yeah. Vegeta is restored too, and Goku says, "The verdict's in. You're a good guy."
The Dragon of Love says so.
Specifically, not one of the most evil guys.
Yeah,
right. Ha ha, you're a good guy now.
Ah, beans.
Can you imagine everyone who died that day that had nothing to do with this? Like, on another planet somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, Old Kai suggests that that is what happened, because Old Kai was not on Earth when he died.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it is just everybody that died that day throughout the universe who wasn't evil.
Grandpa's back.
What if a massive... I haven't read ahead, but what if a great evil from that our heroes run into in, like, Super died, like, that very day?
Well, they would have to have not been evil at that moment.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, a tragic story. They could have died a hero.
Yeah. And
oh,
and came back a Harvey Dent.
I hate that.
I hate it. Dave, write about it, please. Thank you. File it away.
Give it life, now.
The Earth begins to wake up from its nightmarish fever dream, and everybody wonders what the fuck just happened.
Same old world, same old traffic jam.
How fucking nonplussed is this fool? You got blown up.
You got turned into chocolate and eaten, and at least in the English they don't remember it as much, but in the Japanese they remember it.
Yeah.
You got turned into building material.
Does Boo not have his house anymore?
I assume Boo's house is gone, unless they weren't dead.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
So let's move beyond that. Goku still hasn't caught on to Vegeta's plan yet, and he thinks that he just wants Gohan, Goten, and Trunks to start fighting again.
Yeah, our sons can win the battle.
Let's throw our sons at the monster again.
Great, that worked so well last time. And the time before that.
Gee, Vegeta, I knew we were on the same page after all.
No, Kakarot!
Vegeta's plan is that he wants Goku to make a spirit bomb.
Hmm.
Any other notes for 283?
Goku is completely like, a spirit bomb? A spirit bomb, really?
That one?
Are you sure? That's like an old trick, bud.
That's like my move, and even I don't think it'll work.
I forgot, like, whether or not Vegeta even knew about Spirit Bomb, but I looked back and he did have it used on him.
He took one to the face.
Yep.
I don't think that's what beat him, though, right? He got beat by Gohan landing on him.
The Spirit Bomb has yet to defeat a single opponent.
Well,
but this time.
Ooh, know what? Oh, you're right. Damn.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why Goku's same, like, really?
It's got the same win ratio as the Destructo Disc.
It hits, but it doesn't finish.
It certainly hits. It chopped Frieza's tail off. Somehow.
I wanted to highlight a quick thing that Dende said that struck me as important, even though it's not in the Japanese, but... this is one thing in the English dub that I really liked. He says, "Don't you see, this isn't our affair, it's everyone's, and if we don't do everything we can to help, we're as guilty as Boo." And this comes just after Satan jumps in to help his friend, despite having no power to speak of, and Vegeta asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
For help? Without pausing to feel shame or monologue about his pride.
Mm-hmm.
And our hero Goku is frozen, thinking that saving the world is either his job alone or not his job anymore at all.
Or it's Gohan's job.
Yeah. And this seems like a really neat thing in this whole arc about that started with, you know, the evil of men. Mm-hmm. It's like a neat little thesis statement of like, hey, look, saving the world is all of our job.
Mm-hmm. Let's work together.
Let's work together.
If you have power, then you responsible use in the great danger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even if you don't have power, like, you have, you know, you can be like Mr. Satan and just jump on in to the ring.
Episode 284, the English title is Call to Action.
The Japanese title roughly translates to A Last Hope Will Make a Huge Genki-Dama.
I just want to point out that titling an episode Call to Action 6 episodes before the series is over is a weird choice.
It is. It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Time to start our hero's journey with the call to adventure.
Gohan, Piccolo, and the kiddos are trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Not only have they been revived with all the people of Earth, but all the cities are restored, too.
Yeah.
The Z Warriors are back up on Kami's lookout as well, and Bulma and Chi-Chi mm-hmm. ask Krillin and Yamcha why they didn't see them in Otherworld.
Just assumed
they
to
went
hell.
To the home for infinite losers. Because, yeah. You know, they're such losers.
That's the place for them.
Place for at least one of them.
We get one, I think, final check-in from Deborah, who is peacefully picking flowers in heaven.
He gives his farewells to his best friends.
Mm-hmm. He's thankful that his friends were able to make it back home safely.
But love has too long been a stranger in his cold heart.
Y'all, I'm emotional at this part. It's Deborah. This is Deborah. Is this like Deborah's like signing off? Is this her curtain call?
I believe so.
Yeah. Like, this is such a good arc. This is a really good arc. I love that Deborah's just this big flower crown, massive anime, sparkly eye, red demon man.
Yeah.
Finally in peace.
Turns out peace? Going to heaven is good for you and helps you be not so evil.
Yeah. He's at peace. He's just in the flowers, and there's, like, gentle little god beams coming down, and he's like, good luck, my friends. And the camera pans up, and I'm like, Deborah, no!
My dear ones, he says.
Oh, my God. Oh. I didn't realize that I would fall in love so easily as I have, but here we are.
Back on the Kai Planet.
Strongest arc of the series.
Back on the Kai planet, Goku brings up the excellent point that a spirit bomb didn't beat Frieza, so why the fuck would it work now?
Goku's definitely kind of like a one-and-done kind of hero, huh? Where it's just like, well, if this one attack that took this many episodes to learn didn't exactly kill the bad guy in one hit, then why is it even...
Mm-hmm. Why even Unless bother? It's a Kamehameha, in which case it is trademarked and he does need to use it.
Yeah, he needs to keep up the trademark, otherwise people can start, you know.
Otherwise Roshi's gonna snatch it back.
Mm-hmm. He's been squatting on that IP for years. I ain't gonna let him back.
Yeah, Goku's been weirdly self-conscious. Not self-conscious, but like thinking through. He's been in his head.
A place he doesn't usually spend time at.
Not usually.
Well, he went in Majin Buu's head, and he was like, man, it was weird in there. What's mine like? Oh, God!
No!
Goku!
All these demons are in here!
All these thoughts I've never thought to think!
Vegeta wants all of the people of Earth to supply the fuel for the spirit bomb.
He's adopted the planet! It's his planet now!
He says that he has learned by now not to underestimate the human race, and he plans to push them all beyond their limits.
He loves them!
Even though
he understands the fundamentals of humanity. Stuff's been weird and it was scary, but it's back to normal now, so let's just forget it. So he addresses that and is like, yo, come be a warrior race with me.
Come? I do like the idea of come be a warrior race with me. See, he won't be frightened. He'll stand up to all the pain and turmoil. This is his planet. He will fight for his destiny.
Vegeta asks Kibito Kai if he can telepathically speak to the entire population of Earth simultaneously.
Well,
but Kibito can't do it.
Kibito Kai doesn't know how to do that, even though Babidi did.
Well, in the Japanese, they address that like, oh, that's a Babidi thing.
That's straight up a Babidi.
I can't do that.
King Kai butts in to facilitate, though.
Yeah.
You just gotta climb down the ladder to get that skill, I guess.
It's his specialty.
Yeah,
it is his specialty. He's got those antenna.
Well, mm-hmm. you can't
they
expect
don't just
to see
frame
you.
His lovely face.
Yeah. You can't expect the CEO to know how to run the front desk. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
Or answer a phone.
Right.
Vegeta calls out to the people of Earth and begins to explain the situation. He assures them that they may be questioning whether or not what happened to them did happen. But it did, in fact, happen, and they did all die at the hands of Majin Buu.
Some of you got turned into candy, some chocolate.
He others... tactfully glosses over that.
Others, more candy.
Mr. Satan wants them to stop pretending to talk to ghosts and go help his dang friend, who's getting beat up still.
Aww.
And Goku assures him that this is going to be their best bet.
He cares. Satan cares.
Satan cares about the specific person in front of him. Goku cares kind of generally, and Vegeta's somewhere in between.
Right, yeah.
Vegeta wants them all to raise their hands to the sky and offer some of their energy for the spirit bomb. And he tells them to consider this their first small stride towards becoming a warrior race.
It was a really great speech.
This is so interesting to me because, you know, we mentioned at the beginning why not wish Planet Vegeta back. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if Vegeta's idea of what it means to be a warrior is changing or has changed. Because he didn't complain about pride or asking for help or helping or just, you know, killing everybody indiscriminately. For several episodes now. Mm-hmm. Our episodes, not just Dragon Ball Z episodes.
Yeah. Several recordings.
He's... Mm-hmm. So he's just really grown up and... I don't know. That's just interesting.
The fact that Vegeta is the one addressing the Earth, the planet he came to ruin and steal the Dragon Balls, like, this is fucking huge. This is amazing.
Goku takes up position to start collecting the energy, and the Z-Warriors down on Earth all start raising their hands to the sky.
Goku can only meaningfully interact with people through martial arts, and here he gets to do the fight equivalent of reaching out to his friends and asking for help. Except Vegeta does it for him, and that's good enough. I'm still proud of him.
I thought you were going to say he's doing the martial art equivalent of hugging all of his friends at once.
That too!
I mean, he is doing that too.
Well, he's allowing them to hug him, which is honestly harder.
Kid Buu blows a big hole in the planet, seemingly killing the other Buu. But he's all good.
It's fine.
He pops out a bunch of clones. And he
the
starts...
fat one's dead. Okay, Vegeta.
The clones begin to wail on Kid Buu, and the energy arrives from Earth, but... it stops almost as soon as it started.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin to hear telepathically the voices of the people from Earth, who are pretty skeptical of Vegeta's claims.
Yeah. A lot of, what was that? That was weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
a lot of them
whatever.
Can't
anyway,
be bothered.
Ice cream.
Yeah, they can't be bothered to just raise their hand up, and they just go their day.
I fucking hate these people.
It's a little bit better in the Japanese because they're saying, like, it don't fall for it. It doesn't have anything to do with us. Later on, they even say, like, they think that it's a trick by Babidi. Mm-hmm. So it's more about trust than it is about, like, being absolute idiots.
That's a totally different angle. I like that way better.
It really
better.
Is. Instead, we get sheep that just go back about their daily lives as if nothing happened.
I want to go see a movie.
Yeah, that's yeah. Lazy humans is definitely a trope that we've like been to before in fiction, but I definitely like this idea of it's like they have been hurt before, they've been burned before in their last telepathic relationship because that was with. That was with Bobbity, who is holding everyone in the planet ransom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the dub, King Kai and Piccolo do also touch on the trust angle, but it is definitely more prevalent with the people themselves in the Japanese. Chubby Boo is starting to shoot blanks. Aww. Finally running out of that limitless energy that he's had all this time.
Oh no.
He's just shooting dust now instead of beams.
He's imagining the idea of being defeated, and so is coming close to being defeated.
Becoming reality.
I'm still in the camp that Boo just abides by cartoon rules.
Yeah.
King Kai tries to coach Vegeta through his approach, asking him to try again a little nicer. And Vegeta begins his sentence nicer.
This might be the best part.
But then throws a tantrum.
Dear people of Earth.
He says it so softly.
Dear Earthlings, and then he follows it up with, fuck around and find out!
Jesus.
You're all gonna die!
It's the very special tantrum of a new parent dealing with a child that's exactly like them. Just a bunch of stupid idiot princelings! Only concerned with their own pride. Just lift up your heads. It's not a big deal.
It's super easy.
Down at the hell party, Frieza mocks their plan.
Okay.
But,
because
game recognize game, he does recognize Vegeta as a masterful tactician.
Yeah, it is a good plan. He's just trusting a bunch of idiots.
And then he comments about he finally gets to watch them die.
Vegeta tries a third time, but everybody is just utterly ignoring him now, thinking that his voice is maybe coming from a blimp or something.
It's a weather balloon.
Any other notes for 284?
Just some little differences in Japanese. Vegeta isn't just talking to the Earth, but the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
King Kai is flattered that Vegeta chose his move for the big finish. And Vegeta, as opposed in English, he very tactfully just says, like, you did die and you were brought back to life. But in Japanese, he says, I had you brought back to life.
No need to thank me.
No need. Just do this one little thing.
And in all this irony, King Kai is still dead.
Aw. But...
To the point of Vegeta speaking to the entire universe, I have a problem with the Namekian people.
In what way?
They don't lift up their
hands. They are
hands.
Just kind of watching the Earth and going, yeah, they're not raising their hands. I don't know what's going on.
That's pretty weird.
I wonder if they'll raise their hands and offer some energy to save the universe.
Trees are lifting up their hands. The grass is lifting up the leaf. What? The water can't really lift anything up because it's water, but it's thinking about it. Why not you guys?
Episode 285, the English title is People of Earth Unite.
The Japanese title roughly translates to Ultra Impressive! The Genki Dama from Everyone is Finished. So I wonder what'll happen this time.
I wonder.
Who knows?
Vegeta softens his approach again, setting aside his pride and stooping to begging the people of Earth for their help.
He says please in Japonese.
Is
that sweat rolling down his face? Or is it a tear?
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Oh, it's I just made it the a rain. Tear in my
it's
heart.
It's just the rain.
it's not raining. On the Kai planet.
This, like, what...
Shut the fuck up, Kakarot.
Hello,
my
name is...
You splashed some water on me from the punching.
My name is Vegeta, and I'm once again asking for your support.
Smash that like button.
Hey, it's me again from literally 2 seconds ago. I noticed you still didn't put your hands up. Gotcha.
What's that about?
You gonna do that for me, or... No? Okay, okay.
If everyone puts their hands up for 2 seconds, we can keep... we can pay for this Wikipedia fundraiser tonight. Lord, tonight.
For a penny
for the price
day.
Of a cup of coffee.
And they all love
No, 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 Matthew. Matthew.
That's where Vegeta messed up.
You don't get to, you don't get to sing the song about the commercial that makes me cry every time I see it. That's illegal for you to do.
Vegeta begs them all not to let Majin Buu kill them or their children again. Don't let him win.
Oh my god.
Mm-mm.
His delivery just made me think about the planet Vegeta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that might
not
be going
again.
Through his mind again.
Yeah. Not another one.
Yeah. I mean, despite bringing ruin upon several planets himself, but, you know.
You know. Arlia who? I don't know her. But at the same time, like, you know, that's a trauma. Like, we saw Bardock. We saw Bardock himself trying, like a dearest Cassandra could see the future, but no one believed him. No one put up a fight until it was too late.
Yep.
Well, I wonder if it even is going through his head, because he was so young, and it's just sort of what the world is now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine him thinking of Trunks. Because
he's just
sort of come into acceptance of fatherhood.
I do have a personal headcanon that in between Z and Super, he does just quietly go and gather the Dragon Balls and wish back all the planets he destroyed.
Oh, my heart.
He puts the toys back together.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to start writing for some more fan fiction.
A single Canadian man is swayed by Vegeta's plea.
Yeah, milk guy. Yeah.
Aggressively Canadian.
He's called a hoser by the other guy.
A hoser.
He gets winded as soon as he puts his hands up, and then other people seemingly begin putting their hands up too and realize that it is sucking their souls out of their bodies.
I mean, Vegeta explained this is what would happen. He said it'll be like you just ran a mile.
Yeah.
And we're not stealing your soul, we're asking you for it.
And then you hear a Karen screaming, "No, don't put your hands up, it'll cause you autism."
Yeah, so they begin to spread the word that the voice is deceiving them all and is probably a demon.
Still your soul.
Probably a demon.
Yeah, in Japanese this is where they're saying it's probably Bobbity. Just one of Boo's goons.
Kid Boo uses the chubby one like a punching bag for a while, and when he's had his fill he just drops him to the floor. And he tells him, "Me Boo, not you," before preparing a finishing blast.
Which is a wild thing for Kid Boo to say, because...
A sense of self.
Because, yeah, from our previous thesis, the Boo without Boo, we've determined, is nothing.
Yeah. Well, it is
this
becoming
is
the something.
The true thing is nothing.
Mr. Satan steps in and hits Kid Boo in the head with a rock.
Yeah!
Fuck him up, Satan.
Yeah!
This unfortunately draws Kid Boo's attention over to the spirit bomb, and he is not very happy to see it.
Oh, oops. you found the plan. Oops. Shit.
don't look down here. Look down here.
Yeah, Vegeta's like, "My eyes are over here." He steps in to continue buying Goku time, and now it is Goku's turn to plea with the Earthlings.
Oh my gosh, Vegeta, you've got a fragile living body now, and you're still willing to be a speed bump. This is true heroism.
Mm-hmm. This is all we've got left, is this fucking bomb.
Crying tears for Vegeta.
And now we begin to say goodbye to all of our good friends from Dragon Ball, that show that we watched.
Aww.
I recognize some of them.
We see Oopa and Bora.
Yeah.
My scar still remembers.
I was here since Saiyan Saga. Oopa got an upgrade somewhere.
He sure did.
Right?
Because before he had a beefy body with just a weird Cupid face.
You want to talk about a glow up?
a globe.
Didn't he have like little dots for eyes too?
He did.
He did. He had this, he just had just a little cartoon face.
Now he's got full-fledged anime eyes.
Yeah.
Now he's a real person.
Oh. He was always a real person to me.
They recognize Goku's voice and they compel
somehow.
Somehow. And they compel their native village to raise their hands up. He's Goku. A good man.
I know that guy.
You know what? In the Japanese version, them recognizing his voice does make sense because
it's
the
same
voice.
Goddamn voice.
It's the same. I recognize that grandma anywhere.
She's got a rad haircut.
Yajirobe and Korin raise their hands up, which begs the question why they didn't before.
Because it's Yajirobe.
He took a bit of a wind-up to get his arm up in the air.
Yeah.
We see Android 17.
Ah!
Who has become a forest ranger.
I love it.
And he raises his hand up, too, and he also gets some poachers to raise their hands up by pointing a gun at them.
That makes me so happy. It's a good strategy.
He does say something that doesn't make any sense, though.
What's that?
He says it's been a long time since he's heard that voice.
Mm-hmm.
When did he meet Goku?
He's never heard that voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right.
When did that conversation happen?
Huh.
Maybe he had... No, he never had lunch with Goku. I don't know.
No. Huh.
Unless Dr. Gero had recordings of Goku that he had them listen to.
That's probably it.
Yep. Completely it.
I do like that when he points a gun at them and they put their arms up, he's like, oh, you beat me to it.
Got him.
Tien and Chaozu are next, also ignoring Vegeta for some reason.
I like.
Yeah,
they have reason.
They have good reason.
So we did establish that literally Tien just kind of fucked off when he got healed by Dende.
Uh huh.
Where'd you go, buddy?
He fucked off to the Himalayas, got a new outfit, and started training with Chaozu again. That's probably the most ungraceful exit from a scene in Dragon Ball Z that I've ever seen.
We see more of Goku's old friends from Dragon Ball, Android number 8 and Sanoh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Village.
Is that the
Frankenstein
guy?
Looking guy is the Android number 8, the first android we ever meet.
Cool.
And they convince their village to raise their hands up as well. Except in Japanese, when the village also remembers Goku.
Aw.
They've got a great big snowman. Very impressive.
The leader, the old man leader of the village, says something I was not okay with.
In the dub?
Yeah. If it feels good, do it.
Put your hands up, baby!
Yeah!
I blocked that from my memory.
didn't like that one.
There's a weird holdover in this dub because we see Lunch, who is a truck driver.
Okay, so that was Lunch, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she seemed like Lunch.
But in the dub, she says, "That guy sounds cool," and raises her hands up. Because in the original dub, we never met her.
That's true.
So
they just gave her a random line of dialogue.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past Lunch.
But we didn't meet Android 8 either, so there's no reason.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of trivia research for this also, and found out apparently in the Ocean dub, she's just cut out entirely for this scene.
Cool.
Oh.
She's just not even there.
That's a bummer, because I love her truck driver fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good little jacket.
Headcanon, she's doing a job for the bad chicks.
Oh, of course.
Duh.
That is, they are definitely smuggling something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, business as usual.
Arale is just off screen.
She's in the passenger seat.
Despite all of these people putting their arms up, the bomb didn't get much bigger.
Yeah, it turns out the circle of people who know Goku, still pretty small.
Vegeta's getting the life pounded out of him again.
Yeah.
and people still aren't putting their arms up. So Piccolo and the kids try to help by offering witness testimonies to the various cities of Earth.
Try and convince
as many of them as they could to trust the voice in the sky.
I couldn't. This is why I had to go back and rewatch everything in Japanese, because I was so uncomfortable from this. And it is less bad theology. You gotta have faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, is this...
No.
Is this dub going into proselytizing?
I can't. Hate bad Christ allegories.
Yeah!
I hate them so much. It physically hurts me.
I have great news for the end of the episode.
Oh.
When the Earth begins to chant Satan.
Oh yeah, he's fine.
This is where I wrote my notes. Is this turning into a Christ allegory? Has this always been a Christ allegory? Have I been unwittingly going to church every Sunday without realizing?
Welcome, Jason.
The Church of the Dragon.
Mm.
Their testimonies don't go very well. Everybody ignores Gohan and tries to run him over.
Everyone just straight up runs away from Piccolo.
The reaction from junior. Piccolo. People don't like that guy still. And they clear out the theme park.
Poor Piccolo.
Always theme parks.
My favorite is definitely Goten and Trunks, though, who just find some farmers.
Right.
And the farmers tell them to go play elsewhere and bribe Goten with corn.
He's so happy love corn. About the corn.
He does love corn. Hercule is listening in to all of the Earthlings, refusing to help the voices in the sky, and is just growing increasingly irritated. During this montage, one man admits to having a foot fetish.
He sure does.
Oh, yeah.
Really just Why trying not? To Why very not? Casually bring... Yeah.
I'm a foot guy.
Myself. It's one of those, nobody asked, but thank you so much.
Thank you. You're not going to help the voice in the sky, but you're going to open up to them.
I can't help but notice, sir, that you are not, in fact, putting up your feet to give in. I'm sure it would work.
Yeah, you don't know until you try, foot guy.
You can fire a Kamehameha from your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hercule shouts out to all of them, and he calls them ingrates. And he begs them to help the Z-Warriors out.
I feel like this episode has just been a very, like, someone on your Facebook wall having a very long, urgent conversation with the ether about global warming.
Yep. Very that.
That's the vibe I'm getting from that more so than just the you gotta believe thing. It's just like, if you don't do this now, everyone is going to die.
It veered very close to many actual marketing emails I have received. But also, like, Piccolo's little speech about what faith is, like, just, I had to stop and take a break.
Read him. Drag him.
Did you get at least one person go, well, if that's not the champ, then I'll go ahead and eat my hat.
Yeah.
Did you get that response?
I love that guy.
Dude, I will eat the hat I am wearing.
That was just Seuss from Gravity Falls.
Straight up! Straight up!
Dude,
we gotta put our hands up or something, dude.
That was the champ, dude.
Dude, are we in, like, an anime?
That's pretty sweet, though.
The people of Earth definitely recognize the voice of Mr. Satan.
Yeah, this whole fucking time, I was like, when are they gonna, give Mr. Satan the mic? If only we had someone nearby who...
I didn't dare to hope.
Was persuasive in some way, and who everyone on Earth loved.
I Who thought rolls surely we
natural
be...
20 charm checks every single time.
Surely we're keeping Mr. Satan around Goku and Vegeta for some reason by all of these happenstances.
And
surely.
It is to finally come into himself as a hype man.
Yeah. Yep.
Truly the king of the mic.
And here's the thing, too. like when he starts going into his full spiel, right?
When the character comes out,
like, oh yeah, no one's around. No one is around, but he like he shoots out the Satan peace sign.
Yeah, because it's part of it.
Because
he
it
needs
gets
that
him
part.
Into the headspace.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I love it.
Yeah, he realizes that the Earthlings can hear him, and he tells them that he's been working undercover, which is why he hadn't spoken up any sooner.
That's so time. Good. He snuck in to get a close one on Boo.
And they need to raise their hands so they can help him defeat Boo.
Yeah, lend me your energy so I can beat Majin Boo.
So me, Mr. Satan, can beat Boo.
And he apologizes to Goku for taking the credit, but he doesn't think that the Earthlings would help unless they thought he was doing the saving.
That's fair.
Yeah, Goku's like, yeah, that's fine.
He understands what he's supposed to do as a character right now.
So everybody on Earth raises their hands to the sky and begins to chant Satan.
Yay!
Satan! Satan!
Satan! Satan!
We got people on cruise ships. We got mummies and zombie monster men.
More Dragon Ball cameos.
Yeah. Yep.
I love the idea that Baba's like minions didn't chime in until they heard Mr. Satan's voice.
Yeah, they certainly know Goku, but fuck that guy.
Yeah, jeez.
Fuck
that guy.
He punched
me so hard.
But wait, Mr. Satan, you say?
But that Mr. Satan.
I love that guy.
I got all his tapes.
I mean, his name's Satan.
And I'm like a devil.
Also, Piccolo has an amazing laugh.
Oh, yes.
He has a good, hearty chuckle on a Ferris wheel.
Go, champ. I don't believe it. That guy, I swear.
Oh, man, that guy.
He got me. He got me good.
He razzed us. Yo, can we give credit where credit is due? Satan comes in with the clutch. Like,
turns out that this was a Mr. Satan Saves the Universe dream.
Oops. Yeah, actually.
It's not a dream, it's reality. He did save the universe.
I mean, he saved the universe. He's the one who talked down the original Majin Buu into being good. And he ain't got no... He don't even know the first thing about Ki.
He can't even fly.
Can't even. He can't... No matter how hard he flaps his arms. Game, recognize game.
He can't shoot an energy beam.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we all know that he's been putting in the work. We
he
get
has.
It. For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he is in all the video games and not, like, Master Roshi or whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do a Hail Roshi at the end of each episode. And thank God for that.
Oof. Can you imagine?
It would just be like going up to like, what pervy porno shit is he doing this week?
Oh, who's doing yoga on the TV today?
What? Oh boy.
What new fetish did Roshi discover this week?
Oh no.
I'm a foot guy now.
I'm with that guy.
No shade to foot folks out there.
No.
Just, you know,
hey, turtle,
there's a time and
have
place,
you heard of Vor?
Massive amounts of energy begin to pool around the Earth, and they fly off to the Kai planet.
I like to think that they're, each of those little, like, motes of energy is about the same size as the spirit ball, like, the spirit bomb from, like, Vegeta, mm-hmm. from, like, versus the Saiyans.
Yeah, and, scale and... versus the planet, they're big.
They're mm-hmm. they're very big, and they're all, like, hurtling into space towards where Goku is.
The spirit bomb becomes absolutely massive when it all arrives.
Yeah.
Hercule makes an amazing face.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Goku tells Vegeta to clear the way as he prepares to launch it.
Oh, that light coming down from the spirit bomb when it all comes in and Goku's surprised, it's so good.
It's really good.
Yeah, I love the whole Goku being like, it's not enough, what the hell's going on? Oh!
Oh!
Oh.
My favorite part of this, whole, like, lifting our hands to the heavens thing is that the people of Earth can't really decide on a chant.
Like, go champ, Satan.
Satan, champ, go.
Yeah, woohoo, woo.
Yeah, Satan.
Whistle. Any other notes for any of the episodes this week?
Did you guys put your hands up?
I did.
I even had that One Piece OP playing.
I do have a headcanon.
Oh?
Yeah. For this end segment that is nameless now.
Okay.
Oh.
Hmm.
It's a fix-it fic, as Dave would put it.
Okay.
Are we gonna fix it?
Raditz put his hands up.
Yeah!
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, there's no
And that's
reason.
Where that big final boost of energy came from.
Or it didn't do anything at all, but it was for the... It was just...
It was something.
It was, yeah, it was the moral support.
Mm-hmm.
And Princess Snake did too, and all her other sub-snakes... Mm-hmm. And
sub-snakes.
What did we name their child?
I will never remember. I would have to listen to the episode again, and I don't even remember which one it was.
Nope.
Well, you hear it here,
somebody
folks,
hasn't
you
made
listened to all of them.
Somebody hasn't made a wiki of Hell Satan yet?
Not yet.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
All the bad chicks were good. All of the non-Yamchas.
The plot janitor raised her mop. Jimmy Sparkler raised his fire hydrant.
The Berry Boys.
Oh.
They
Zeshin
lifted
and Gun,
up
the green-eyed children.
Mr. Robot. Senzu.
Senzu, Dr. Senzu and his now husband, because they got married at some point. Yohancha.
And mm-hmm. all their sheep.
Raise your hooves. And then it's just like, oh, it's just not enough. And then, oh, we can't do it. And then Marin raises up a finger.
I was gonna say,
like, lightning
all
comes
of her
out
hunks.
From it.
I call on the power of hunks.
And then all of the hunks pose.
All right, hunks.
Flex your pecs in the direction of the spirit bomb.
And Princess Caterpie lifts up her little wings. C-3PO and R2-DTF. They lift up their servos.
We're probably running out of cannoli.
Cannoli lifts up a cannoli.
And in the deepest, darkest depths of hell, Vince McSatan, with a single tear rolling down his face, lifts up his hands.
He says, "Go, champ."
Go, champ. Does Bacterian raise up his hands?
He starts to, but then everyone pleads that he puts them down. Oh,
no, not you.
You're good,
not
you're good,
you.
You're good.
Uh-uh. Keep Aww. Those down.
No, he says, "Raise your hands," and then two folks are on both sides at the ready with multiple cans of Axe body spray poised.
They will never get a better chance.
No. You got one shot.
Don't miss it. Jason.
Yeah?
Do you have a 4-star reading for us?
I most certainly do. So what we like to do at the end of each episode here is we like to turn to the horoscope section and read off something for one of our various lovely DBZ characters, and we can derive a horoscope for them based usually upon their manga debut date. And folks?
Yeah?
I call upon Mr. Satan.
Really?
Satan!
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 Go champ!
Go Satan!
Go Mr. Satan!
Champ, go.
Fight!
Do the fight. Mr. Satan, of course, has a manga debut date of October 6, 1992, so Libra Squad!
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The world is saved by a Libra, who knew? So Mr. Satan, this is your reading. You're at a crossroads, and the situation is intense. Hesitation will cost you dearly. It's no time to be flip-flopping. Instead, you need to be firm and decisive. Having the answers on the tip of your tongue is the key to earning the respect from those around you. Be strong with your words and have confidence.
Use your words.
You know what we glossed over? Satan got so mad that he stomped a hole in the ground.
He did.
He did. Oh, wow. Like Rumpelstiltskin.
He absolutely put his foot down. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate everyone who tunes into this show every week. Matt, where can our friends find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can find me on all the different social media, such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, whatever, under Define Prog. You can also find my independent comic. It's a silent comic, no text, called D.S. Irae, that's D-I-E-S-I-R-A-E, on Comixology by Amazon.
And Aaron?
I don't do much on the internet, but, well...
Or in general now.
Or in general now. I just exist.
Until further notice.
You can look up Dayton Black Box Improv, and hopefully that will still be happening someday.
They have a YouTube.
Oh, great!
That is true.
Look at that!
And Jason?
Well, you can typically find me on Twitter and sometimes Instagram and Twitch.tv, and the name for all three of those is JCalves, J-A-Y-C-A-L-V-E-S. I don't know why I really, really just started to savor that that spelling there.
Just, yeah, get yourself a little channel, just spell stuff.
Yeah.
Do that.
Listen, we're almost done. I gotta enjoy it.
Two recordings left. 6 episodes of hit anime Dragon Ball Z.
Gosh. Mm. Can we still hang out?
I mean, we could just start over.
Okay.
Just, yeah, now that we all have future knowledge,
just
do it again.
Redub it.
You can find this show on Twitter at destructo_disc, D-I-S-C. Pinned there is an invitation to join our fan Discord. And we also accept emails to destructodiscourse@gmail.com.
Well, we eventually what we're going to do is we're just going to re-record this with cleaned up audio and just call it Destructo Discourse Kai. get it done in about half the time.
Mm-hmm. Please, if you would be so kind, leave us a rating and a review for the show on your podcast service of choice, and make it a 4-star rating. For the 4-star Dragon Ball.
You know why. We've been doing this.
4-star.
Give us the Genki.
Give us the Dama.
Please. We're begging you.
What? Neither of those need 4.
Give us the Gohan.
Does anybody want to do an outro?
I can
but only if you raise your hands to the sky to give me the energy for it.
Oh. I think all of you said that you would do it.
Oh, well, that means we all have to do it at the same time.
Rock, paper, scissors, but verbally.
We could do it by emoji, I bet.
Can we make the outro us just chanting Satan?
Sure.
This has been Destructive Discourse, and
Satan.
May take or seem the same. If the road ahead you seem so cold and gray, when night never turns to day, don't you be afraid to fly away. Shala, etchala, no time to hesitate, don't want to search the earth, we're driven by the magic surprise. Get you through the